Bloomington residents are upset over a tweet issued by Kilroy's Recess. The bar on Kirkwood, which replaced Kilroy's Dunkirk, opened its doors for the first time on Thursday. Near midnight on Friday, the business's Twitter account tweeted at billionaire sports investor Mark Cuban, quote, "Come check out your old place. Spoiler, we got rid of the wet t-shirt contest, but kept the underage girls," unquote. Their website states, Kilroy's Recess is Bloomington's only 18 and over nightclub. City Council member Susan Sandberg told WFHB that she found the tweet to be offensive and indicative of a larger issue in Bloomington and Indiana University.
I think we need more people to be responsible when it comes to underage drinking and the whole culture of that, because we are a college town. And it's disappointing, let's just put it that way. And I have been in communication with my colleagues on the city council. I've been in communication with the administration to see what, if any, response we need to make to just send the message. This is not okay. It's not okay to treat underage women like that. And it's certainly not okay to encourage the kind of binge drinking that you black out. That's just not acceptable to me.
Followers on Twitter asked Kilroy's Recess if they cared to explain the tweet, which was posted close to midnight on Friday. Eight hours later, Kilroy's Recess responded to inquiries and outrage with, quote, "not really," unquote. Twitter users and Bloomington residents took to social media to voice their concern that the tweet promoted rape culture. Both Kilroy's Recess and Kilroy's on Kirkwood's reviews on Facebook plummeted before the accounts were locked. As of the time of this broadcast, Kilroy's Recess Twitter account was set to private. Marketing director for Kilroy's Recess, Nicole Freeman, posted an apology on the business's Facebook page stating, quote, "We unequivocally apologize for last night's tweet. We recognized immediately that our joke was made in bad taste and quickly deleted it from our account. We take the safety of our customers very seriously and work extremely hard to provide a conducive environment to do so. We've worked with Culture of Care, our employees, and the authorities to create and maintain a safe and positive environment for our patrons, and we will continue to do so moving forward," unquote. During last Monday's solar eclipse, Kilroy's on Kirkwood advertised with a sidewalk chalk sign that read, quote, "The sun is blacking out, so should you," unquote.
You know, this is the kind of behavior that we don't want to encourage in anybody, you know, encouraging underage people to come in and drink until they black out, or encouraging, you know, underage kind of wet t-shirt thing, which in my mind is kind of a sexist comment. So I would just urge everybody who is a corporate citizen in the city of Bloomington to be responsible. And I don't think either of those situations, the tweet or black chalkboard that was advertising come on in and black out with us on the day of the eclipse, that's just not the kind of message we want to send if we're trying to create a publicly safe environment in our downtown.
Facebook users pointed out that although Kilroy's released a public apology, their account still liked posts from followers that stated any criticism of the franchise was an overreaction. Following the Twitter messages from Kilroy's Recess, Function Brewing formally announced via Twitter that they would not sell any of their beverages to the Kilroy's franchise.
I know Middleway House is responding. I know some women's organizations are responding, and I hope IU responds. I know those of us that have been working with the Task Force on Safety and Civility and Justice in our downtown, we don't need this kind of stuff. And I think my praise goes to the Switchyard Brewing for their response.
Kilroy's posts have drawn the ire of the Monroe County chapter of the National Organization for Women, whose Facebook account posited questions to Kilroy's in response to their apology. Quote, "Are you open to dialogue around improving employee training, especially for your social media team, regarding perpetuating rape culture and binge drinking? And is the person responsible for the tweets still on your staff?" Unquote. Indiana University spokespeople did not return WFHB's calls for comments in time for this broadcast. The Kilroy's Restaurant and Bar franchise, which owns three locations in downtown Bloomington and one location in Indianapolis, was also frequented by presumed dead IU student Lauren Spear, who disappeared after a night at Kilroy Sports in June of 2011.